There's been some confusion about what happens next with the stalled nomination of John Bolton to be UN ambassador. Having failed for a second time on Monday night to break a filibuster on Bolton's nomination, the Senate Majority Leader Bill Frist said there would be no more votes on Bolton, and then he changed his mind. NPR's David Wellner tries to sort it all out this morning.
Trotting down the Capitol steps yesterday on his way to a White House lunch with President Bush, Republican leader Frist told NPR he had no plans to hold another vote on breaking the Democrats' filibuster of Bolton.
For whatever reason, whether it is politics or whatever their concerns are, with goalposts constantly shifting, me bringing up another vote's not going to change anything.
But after lunch at the White House, Frist was back to promising a vote on Bolton.
The challenge has been to get an up or down vote. Same old story. He's in a filibuster. We'll continue to work to get an up or down vote for John Bolton over the coming days, possibly weeks.
So what happened? Frist's aides say it was not an about-face. The vote he said he had no plans on holding is a cloture vote, which needs 60 votes to pass, while the vote he promised he'd pursue is a final confirmation vote, which needs just 51 votes to pass. But Frist can't get to that confirmation vote unless the filibuster on Bolton's broken. And only a successful cloture vote, the kind he has no plans for, can break a filibuster. Frist's aides insist there's another way, by gently persuading Democrats to drop the filibuster. Democrats, though, say until and unless the Bush administration gives them secret documents they've requested on Bolton, there will be no confirmation vote. Connecticut's Christopher Dodd says administration officials claim to have been cooperative.
And yet they've stonewalled. In fact, those are the words used by the administration Republican senator who shared with me what he was told. They were going to stonewall on this.
One senior Republican, Mississippi's Trent Lott, says the whole standoff could be resolved in 24 hours. White House officials, he says, should meet with the Foreign Relations Committee's ranking Democrat, Joe Biden.
And decide what it is they really have to have and get it done, period.
Give them the documents?
Sure. Absolutely. Should have done it a month ago and we wouldn't be here.
California Democrat Barbara Boxer says Lott's proposal makes sense.
There's no doubt about it. If they gave us all the documents we wanted, we could schedule a vote. The outcome of that vote depends on how people view what's in the documents.
But there's no sign the Bush administration's about to follow Lott's advice. White House spokesman Scott McClellan continued to maintain yesterday that Senate Democrats have enough information on Bolton.
It's clear that the Democratic leadership is not interested in finding a middle ground. They're not interested in information. The information has been provided and made available to people.
There's another possibility for ending the Bolton impasse, withdrawing his nomination. That's what the only Republican who's voted to keep the filibuster going wants. Ohio's George Voinovich says even many fellow Republicans don't want Bolton at the UN.
I mean, if we had a secret vote and everybody, you know, wasn't on the line, he wouldn't get the votes. He would not get 50 votes.
But Rhode Island Republican Lincoln Chafee, who has his own qualms about Bolton, doubts President Bush will withdraw Bolton's nomination.
He doesn't back down from scraps. It's just not in his nature. But so I don't see that as a possibility.
Finally, President Bush could install Bolton at the UN with a recess appointment. But officially, he's still demanding the up or down vote on Bolton that Frist has had such a hard time delivering. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.